It hasn't rained much in this part of Zimbabwe for several months. This food from international aid agencies is appreciated. People here in Buhera say they sometimes have to borrow money to feed their families.
And what it often means is that people will eat fewer meals, they will eat less food, they will prioritize within the family who gets meals and who doesn't get meals. And they may also resort to other coping strategies. So it's not an easy time when you're among those vulnerable households in rural areas in Zimbabwe.
This time of the year is always challenging in Zimbabwe's drought-prone regions. A report from the country's Vulnerability Assessment Committee estimates some 3.8 million people will not have enough to eat during this lean season.
Zimbabwe experiences a lean season every year. It's a dry period before the rain starts, from October, when many poor households sometimes run out of food stocks, to March, when harvesting begins, and that's if there isn't another drought.
It started raining in some parts of the country, but not out here. Saru Zamunyangadzi is worried. If it doesn't rain, life for her family will get tougher.
We hope the donors will keep helping us, because if they stop coming, people could die here.
International aid agencies are working with Zimbabwe's government to feed millions of families. Climate change, rising food prices, and an inflation rate of more than 260% make things worse. Families will try to make their rations last at least 2 months, but with many mouths to feed, that may not be possible. Haru Mutasa, Al Jazeera, Buhera, Zimbabwe.